that have what's called constable commissions. What that is, basically gives them the right to arrest somebody, handcuffs. They're basically like police, and they are retired state police. Now, unfortunately, those two individuals are not involved with our patrols. All the security guards we have are just regular employees like myself. We have a policy where we do not want them to engage in any physical contact. If they do notice anything out of the ordinary that they feel requires emergency services, say police, they are to dial 911. We do not want them to engage in any kind of physical altercation or any physical at all with anybody.
So is that the same protocol Bennett had in place?
Yes, that's correct.
So when they see somebody after hours, dark or whatever, are they going to basically go up to the person and say, hey, how you doing? What's your business? And, you know, somebody says, well, I'm just here to pick up my airplane. Oh, okay. And drive off? Or what's...
Usually what happens is if they notice something out of the ordinary, and let's use your scenario as an example. If the person's here and says, I'm here to take an airplane out, the guard will either call myself or the security supervisor, and I will call Jim just to make sure that everything's on the up and up. If we do have an issue or a situation where we think we might have a security breach, so to speak, then we will, you know, Jim or both of us will make that determination, and we'll contact the local law enforcement authorities and have them come up.
This is something that we've talked about a little bit, and if somebody shows up, they have a key to the airplane, and they say it's their airplane, you know, we don't have a whole lot of right to challenge them beyond that, you know, as far as asking for ID, and you know, because the airplane's probably not going to be registered in their name. It's going to be in an LLC or something, and things aren't going to match, and our guards just aren't trained to...
And that's where I was headed.
Know what's going on, and you know, obviously somebody that's picking the lock on the airplane,
crowbar,
or you know, doesn't look like they're smart enough to fly an airplane, you know, that's...
You wouldn't be very smart.
Wouldn't that be a very unlikely scenario? I mean, how often?
I know exactly what you thought about. Building. Does it look right and smell right, or does it not look right and smell right?
Breaking and entering, that kind of thing seems like a more likely problem.
That's just using good common sense.
Yeah. But I have gotten at least one call in the last couple months, you know, the after hours, you know, the guy wants access through the gate, and you know, he says his airplane is out there. He doesn't have any ID, you know, which meant he didn't have a pilot's license on him. You know, and as well, you know, keep an eye on him. You know, if he goes out and unlocks the airplane, then, you know, we'll go with that. I mean, we don't have ramp check authority to ask for pilot licenses and that type of thing, so.
Yeah, and I don't think it would be a big issue as far as, you know, the airplane, for example. And most of our guards have been here, have been employed in the county for a while. They know the routine. We do have several new guards, and they're in the process of being trained and what to look for and things like that. So.
Now, a couple other items that come to my mind is emergency response. Are you going to be notified when, like, say the fire company's notified to come out here? Are your folks going to be notified at the same time? Are you on the SOP for the 911 center here?
We are on their SOP. Usually what happens is they'll notify myself or my security supervisor, and then he'll notify me. And then the guards obviously are notified as well.
And then I guess, you know, because they're going to be traveling from one side to the other, they have some understanding of, you know, you don't go out there and drag strip.
Yes.
It's not a drag strip out there. It is a runway and things like that, but for their own safety, basically. I mean, again, me personally speaking here, I think the more that they challenge or the more they look at somebody, the better. There's probably some people here at the table or maybe some people that, you know, what are you asking me for? But, and this is kind of a question to the group here is, you know, the more authority we give you folks, it's better for your folks to say, look, I'm just doing what the advisory committee said or what the county council said or whatever to make it work. So.
Well, as far as challenging individuals, we run into that's really a big liability issue there, because most of our guards, except for